We're going to head out to Muncie, Indiana, and be joined by Ball State head coach Mike New. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing fine. Thanks for your time, and obviously a tough Saturday afternoon with that 41-31 loss against Florida Atlantic, and after getting back to your office and watching the film, talk about the performance by your Cardinals.
Yeah, you know, it was a back-and-forth game, you know, through the first half and into the third quarter. And, you know, unfortunately, when it's all said and done, you can't turn the ball over four times and expect to win. And obviously, when you go back and you look at the tape, I mean, you know, and there, each of the turnovers obviously occurred in a different way. We had an exchange problem on a reverse one time that we lost a fumble. We had a fumble on the one-yard line going in, you know, to score and take the lead in the third quarter. You know, we had a sack fumble, and then obviously there was a turnover on an interception. So each of them were a little bit different, but, you know, you cannot turn the ball over. The turnover margin is such a big deal. If you look at, you know, successful programs, successful teams, and you look at the turnover margin, it typically starts and stops there with that'll tell you at the end of the day the teams are at the top competing, you know, at the end of the year. And so for us, it's, you know, we can't do that. We felt very strongly about, you know, having an opportunity to win that game, but we can't have self-inflicted wounds. And I think the ownership that was taken by the players in the locker room after the game was over and the next day when we came in to watch the tape, certainly like the mindset and like where our team is at, knowing that, you know, each man held himself accountable as he should. We all do. And so we got to get that fixed, and we can't let that be a problem. We work too hard in practice every single day on, you know, drills to make sure that we're taking care of the ball. And, you know, obviously there's going to be a point in time when an interception may happen, but making sure that we do a good job of running the offense, taking care of the ball. And then, you know, I think there's plays out there that, you know, that need to be made, and certain plays that we got to limit, big plays in order to make it, you know, to get ourselves off the field from a defensive standpoint. But, you know, the effort, the guys competing and playing the next play, those are things that have been really consistent for 3 weeks, but we can't have the turnovers.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star one on your keypad for questions for Coach New and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. You know, obviously the turnovers, huge impact, especially when you take a look at, you know, offensively with the balance you had with, you know, over 300 yards passing, a high efficiency of passing percentage on Drew Plitt's part, you know, 26 of 38 passing, and then certainly from the ground game, over 160 yards rushing and over 4.5 yards per carry. So from an offensive perspective, you see those numbers, you have to be pleased with that balance and the productivity.
You know, I am, and I, you know, Drew has done such a good job of running the show and improving his play each and every week and being consistent. You know, he really prepares hard through the week. He puts a lot of time in on his own, studying the game plan, studying the tape, knowing the strengths and weaknesses of who we're going against. And so you like to see that because he does a good job of, you know, spreading the ball around. And, you know, there's a lot of guys that have opportunities to get touches during the course of the game. So been really pleased with that. But again, we got to, you know, he knows, every one of those young men know that you know, when we can't have the turnovers, that's going to shoot ourselves in the foot, especially, you know, we're getting ready to go in to take the lead there in the third quarter. You know, when the fumble happened there, you know, on the goal line that led to a touchback, but I think our guys have a lot of confidence. I think our guys believe. It's just a matter of making sure that, you know, we can't have the self-inflicted wound. You can't beat yourself. And so certainly we feel like to some degree that took place on Saturday, and that's what we have to eliminate, you know, as we go forward.
And certainly defensively, you know, playmakers evolving as well. Jordan Williams with the fumble recovery and back-to-back scrimmage plays, including the one for the touchdown. And just, again, talk about the play of your defense.
Well, early in the game, the defense really did a great job of stealing the momentum back. We had two turnovers on back-to-back, you know, plays there. We had a fumble recovery for a touchdown by Jordan Williams. It was a great play. We had, you know, our defensive lineman Chris Crum and Shannon Hall both were involved in knocking that thing loose. But Jordan finished the deal, and then the very next play we came out, they threw a perimeter screen, and Jordan recovered that fumble also. So it was a great job. And then the very next play we scored, you know, on a touchdown pass to Johannes Tyler to take the lead 14-7. So it was a great job, number one, of not panicking. We had a sluggish start again to start the game. We got to get that figured out, making sure that that doesn't continue. But our defense did a great job Stealing the momentum back, and then really what we got to get fixed defensively. We've been solid, very solid against the run, but we've given up some big plays where there are communication error or a missed assignment error, and we can't. We got to keep the big plays to a minimum, and so we got to do a better job of getting those things corrected. Got a couple guys playing new positions that they're improving every week, but yet at the same time, when you're playing against a team who pushes the tempo, we had a couple mistakes that we certainly can't have. So we got to get those corrected from a passing game and pass defense standpoint. But there is a lot of guys that are continuing to improve and get better. It's great to see a guy like Jordan Williams that was his third start, and to see him have that kind of impact on the game was nice.
For the first time this season, you head out of the state of Indiana. You got a road game this Saturday heading down to NC State. Talk about some of the challenges the Wolfpack will present to you both offensively and defensively.
You know, NC State is really doing a heck of a job as a program. Really have done. You know, Coach Dorn and his staff have done a great job. And you know, for us, it's going to be a tough challenge going on the road. They're coming off a disappointing loss at West Virginia. They've had a little bit of turnover with their personnel, but the guys that are stepping in playing are certainly talented, and you can see why they've had success, because it's, you know, obviously starts with recruiting, and they've got a good football team. We will have our hands full. You know, our guys will know that, but if we go down there and we can execute and play the way we're capable of, and eliminate some of those self-inflicted wounds I talk about, hey, we'll play four quarters of football and see how it all shakes out. But and obviously their front on both sides of the ball, very good, and you know, that's going to be the first challenge. First and foremost is being able to run the ball, because they're very good against the run, and then for us being able to stop the run, because that's something they want to do, especially with a new quarterback this year. They want to be able to run the ball and take the pressure off of him. So it starts there with us again for this week, and we got to have a great week of preparation, because this is a great challenge. It'll be a great venue playing on Saturday night at 7 p.m. On ESPNU.
Well, Mike, we appreciate your time. We'll let you get back to preparation for the Wolfpack. We want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday night, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Okay, thanks for having me.
Mike New and his Ball State Cardinals coming off the 41-31 setback against Florida Atlantic. Again, in that contest, a quarterback, Drew Plitt, threw for 303 yards and three touchdowns in the loss on Saturday. For Ball State, they will be on the road at North Carolina State this coming Saturday, September 21st, that game at 7 p.m. Eastern, and again, available on ESPNU.